The COVID-19 pandemic has been hard on the Peoria International Airport.
We were down to just under 3,000 passengers in April, and then we slowly kind of climbed our way back up to about 27,000, almost 28,000 passengers in October.
That's Airport Director Gene Olson. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, December 23rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Wetland construction along the Mackinac River makes a huge difference in restoring local water systems. But the conservation group working to make that happen faces issues with funding and getting landowners on board. Dana Vollmer reports.
Nitrogen and phosphorus from agricultural runoff can have significant impacts locally and once that water reaches the Gulf of Mexico. The Nature Conservancy's Maria Lemke says nutrient runoff can contribute to funky taste and smell in drinking water supplies. It also promotes blue-green algae growth, which is toxic to wildlife, humans, and their domestic pets. Lemke says it also depletes oxygen supplies.
So when these algae go crazy and start producing, when they die and start decomposing, that sucks up the oxygen. So anything that can't move out of the area in the Gulf dies. So that's why they call it the dead zone.
The Nature Conservancy is working to prevent that by constructing wetlands along the Mackinac River watershed. They create a buffer between agricultural land, which uses a lot of fertilizers, and the river. But a recently released five-year study shows some barriers to carrying on those efforts. Krista Kirkham with the Nature Conservancy says cost is a big one, both for installation and to incentivize landowners to get on board. She says taking up prime production space from farmers can be a hard sell.
Not only does this conservation practice need to pay for itself, it also needs to make a lot of sense for the farmer.
The team's work supports a long-term goal to reduce 45% of nitrogen and phosphorus loadings from Illinois. Lemke says even a small number of wetlands will make a big difference.
Yeah, they're expensive to put in. We don't need everyone to do it. But if we could get in wetlands in the right places, we think they could be extremely effective.
The group plans to continue pushing for more funding to support these efforts. They're also working to educate farmers about the importance of conservation, even if it doesn't directly help their bottom line. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Peoria Public Schools community is mourning the passing of a beloved school resource officer. Frank Serrano was the campus safety officer at Manual Academy. In a social media post, Serrano was called a staple and pillar of the department where he worked for over two decades. Illinois Democrats are introducing a bill to allow remote legislating. The General Assembly has gone more than 200 days since last convening. And federal prosecutors have charged two former employees of a Central Illinois boat and watercraft dealership in an alleged $2 million fraud scheme. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The pandemic has hit the travel industry hard in 2020. The latest blow to Central Illinois came this week when Delta announced it won't be offering any more flights out of Peoria International Airport, at least for a while. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter checked in with Peoria Airport Director Gene Olson to learn more.
Is this the worst year ever for you in any time on an airport situation as far as passenger count?
Oh, heck yes. So we had 27,836 passengers in the month of October, and that's the most we've had since March. We set a record in January, we set a record in February, and then March was about half of our, a little over half of our normal traffic. We were down to just under 3,000 passengers in April, and then we slowly kind of climbed our way back up to about 27,000 almost 28,000 passengers in October. That's the, to get down to those kind of numbers, you have to go back to 1982.
One of the things that occurred to me was the smaller airport, the Peoria size, and I don't know if that's small or not, but not the O'Hare's and the big city type things. Is that hit you guys harder given this pandemic because of the way the airlines work, or how do you look at it?
We're actually doing, when you look at percentage of normal, we're actually doing a little bit better than the national average. I think there's certain airports, I think the bigger ones maybe have been hit a little harder. we don't really know the makeup of our passengers because we don't have hard data on that, but you can pretty much assume that most people who fly Allegiant are leisure travelers. Allegiant is normally somewhere between 25 and 33% of our market, and they're up running right about half of our market right now. And so that tells you that the business traveler, that plus, you know, talking to people tells you that the business traveler is not traveling. And for the legacy carriers, you know, the Americans, Deltas, Uniteds of the world, the business traveler is their bread and butter. Impact on our finances, as were most other airports, we were fortunate to receive a CARES Act grant. And so, you know, that was nearly $6.2 million. And the most important part of that was that the eligibility requirements changed. Normally a federal grant, you can only use it for construction, but this one, they specifically opened the eligibility to cover operational expenses. And so we're basically covering probably about 8 or 10 big chunks of our budget through the CARES Act grant. And that's enough to last us for about not quite 2.5 years. You know, we're some months into it, so it's about 2 more years. And so financially, we're in decent shape.
You know, I know normally, well, I saw the figures you provided on passengers, and it looks like Thanksgiving or November and December are, they're okay. They're not what the summer is. What the peak seems to be July, right?
It varies between March, sometimes March, sometimes April, sometimes June and July. And that all depends on, you know, where spring break falls during a month. But yeah, July is our busiest month ever. And then November and December are actually fairly quiet months, but they each have a week that's crazy.
And you probably don't expect it to be quite as crazy this year.
Yeah, definitely not, you know, in terms of passenger volume. The thing is, you know, although our passenger numbers are pretty far down, our flights are also down. In February, I think we had like 34 a day, both counting arrivals and departures. And now we're probably down around 14 or 15 a day. And so the airplanes are actually fairly full. I know that'll probably scare some people who want to see an empty middle seat, but a lot of our airliners don't even have middle seats.
That's Peoria International Airport Director Gene Olson speaking with WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter. And you can find that story at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. This is our final episode of the year, so see you in 2021. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.